Good evening.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. It's a new season. It's a new day.
Amen, amen, hallelujah, and praise God. To God be all the glory. We thank God for your patience tonight. We were having some technical difficulties. Sometimes the enemy tries to get in and cause maybe a slowdown, but God, hallelujah. So we thank you for your prayers. We thank you for being there and holding on and continuing to try to get through tonight. And God is good, and his word is going to go forth tonight, and it's going to go forth in Jesus' name mightily. Hallelujah. We give God all the praise. Since we were delayed, we're going to go ahead and begin with prayer and get started in this powerful word tonight. We have a word by Pastor Jasper Whitehurst. Praise the Lord. And we just thank God for, again, for another opportunity to be able to come to you and share his all-powerful, all-sustaining word. If you would join with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we just give you all praise. We give you all honor. We give you all the glory. Hallelujah tonight, Lord God. We thank you for your presence here, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you that your word tonight will go forth mightily, unhindered and uninterrupted, Father God, that the enemy will be terrified, that you will be glorified, and that your people, Father God, will be edified. We give you all the praise, Lord. We give you all the honor, and we give you all the glory. Now, Lord, let your word go forth powerfully, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Let it go forth and not return void, as your scripture, your holy scriptures confirm. Let it go forth, not return void, but accomplish that for which it has been sent and purposed to accomplish. And we will be certain, Lord, to give you all the the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Well, as I said, we have a word in the house tonight from Pastor Jasper Whitehurst, and we're going to go ahead and turn the mic over to him. And if you haven't gathered together your Bibles and pen, paper, etc., you can do that at this time. And again, we give God all the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Pastor Jay?
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. We thank God for you and you on tonight. Praise God. Thank God
Amen.
For allowed us to get through the lines.
Yes, yes.
Amen. But God still got his hand on his control.
Oh, yes, he does. Amen.
He's a great and mighty God. Amen.
Yes.
We're going to go ahead and dive into the Word of God. With no further ado, get into the Word of God tonight. And thank you for being there. Thank you for being patient and understanding. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God be all the glory. Praise God. To God be all the glory. Amen. Tonight, I would like to get started here about some things. But first of all, I'd like to get some folk facts or some things before I get into the Word. The title for the night is going to be The Test of Time. Huh?
Amen.
The Test of Time, acronym for time, T-I-M-E. The Test of Time coming, moving forward.
Okay.
Amen. The Test of Time, acronym for time, moving forward. Praise God. Amen. Let's begin with Matthew chapter 7, verse 25. While you're getting there, I'm going to share with you some facts, some statistics about sports. Amen?
Amen.
For the time being, go start with Matthew chapter 7. Verse 25, but while you're getting that, I'm going to share you some information right now, some facts information right now about some highlight about sports, okay? Amen? Okay, let's start with this. Do you know hip-hop been around for almost 47 years to the present? Hip-hop music, amen? It's been around just that long, almost 50 years. That's amazing. Hip-hop music, amen? And classical music has been around in the 1750s up to the 1820s to the present. People like it, they stick around, they enjoy it, they are supported, and that's amazing how it can last that length of time, amen? Gospel music has been around since the 17th century and to the present. You keep changing, can revive itself, you got contemporary gospel music, you got different types of gospel music, you got spiritual, you got all different types of gospel music, but it's still been around for a length of time, amen? For a period of time, that's amazing. The length of time, how long it lasts, and reinvent themselves and continue to go on and on to a period of time. To give some sports information here, just a little while. Do you know in pro basketball, the team has won the most championship of pro basketball? Can you guess? We know the Lakers won this year. We know that happened throughout the pandemic. That technically went forward and they did that. Do you know? L.A. Lakers and Boston Celtics are tied for winning the most championship, 17.
Mm-hmm.
17 championship among those two basketball icons, amen? And it's amazing how that lasts a long period of time, amen? Do you know pro baseball, who won the most championship pro baseball? Can you guess?
The Dodgers.
They won some, but anyway, I mean, the Dodgers won by 7. Okay. Red Sox won by 9. And this year, you know, the LA Dodgers won another championship. But New York Yankees won 27 times.
Oh, wow.
World Series. That's amazing to me. 27 times. And the team in second place, they haven't won even half of that. St. Louis Cardinals had won 11 times. St. Louis had won 11 times. And the Yankees had won 27 times. And that's amazing. Women's College Basketball Championship. The Women's College Basketball Championship, Connecticut had won at least 11 championships. The Women's Basketball Championship, Connecticut had won 11. Tennessee coming second with 8. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
So Tennessee right there, but Connecticut had won 11. And the NBA Championship for the Women's Pro Basketball, the Houston Comet had won 4 championships, and the Minnesota, I think, Lynx had won 4. And that's amazing. On the men's side, college basketball, the won the most at UCLA, they had won 11. And Kentucky had won 8. Kentucky. And North Carolina had won 6. Oh, yeah, Virginia won last year, so Virginia had won 1 for Virginia. Amen. And that's amazing how they can carry on for that length of time. and get back here to the Bulldogs, Georgia Bulldogs football team, college football. They had won 6 national championships, but they only claimed 2. Before were unclaimed, but 2 do claim 1942 and 1980. They do claim 2 championships. But the one of the most championships in National Football League is Princeton. They had won 28. I thought it was amazing. Princeton had won 28 national championships and come in second with Yale. Yale had won 27. And guess who's on third place? Can you imagine? Let me see. Alabama. Alabama come in third place with 17 championships. Alabama. I know that makes some people happy about that. Rolling Tide, huh? But we talking about tonight, we talking about the test of time and moving forward. The test of time and moving forward. To remain useful of value over a long period of time and to last for a long time, that takes a good system in place, and also it takes success and being successful in what you do. It'll either a group of people or a company or a basketball, sports team, whatever the case may be. It proves itself over a period of time, how useful it can become, how valuable it can become over a period of time. You can last a long time or last a short time, whether it's music, whether it's track and field, whether it's baseball, whether it's basketball, whether it's soccer, whatever it has to be. A company, whether it has to be, some company be around for 100 or 200, 300 years or more. Some of these companies around a long time. I think Walgreens around for at least over 100 some years. And other companies around longer than that. But it's just amazing how they really keep that going for a length of time, for a period of time, and be successful in that. Amen?
Amen.
So tonight we kind of want to share some things in the word. That was just part of my introduction. Some things in the word for the, let's go to Matthew 7. Matthew 7, verse 25.
And the rain descended.
Uh-huh.
And the floods came.
Yes.
And the winds blew.
Uh-huh.
And beat upon that house.
All right now.
And it fell not.
Uh-huh.
For it was founded upon a rock.
Upon a rock. Now Christ is outside the rock we stand upon. And the word of God clearly stated that upon the rock, Jesus said, upon the rock, I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not stand against it. A revelation of the word of God. He said, gates of hell will not prevail against it. Excuse me, will not prevail against it. And also talking about the rock here, the rock of having a foundation in a Christian believer life in Christ Jesus, having a strong foundation, then building a foundation where you can build it strongly from Christ. Can a man lay on a foundation that's built in Christ Jesus? But that foundation is in Christ Jesus by your faith. It has to be a strong foundation over a period of time. And Paul, amen, and the men and women of God before us, and our parents and grandparents that lived before us, have built a strong foundation that we can walk upon, that we can live upon, and then we can go through the test of time, and we can survive in by trusting the Lord and leading unto our own understanding. A test of time confront every person, a baby, a child, boy, girl, woman, man, king, queen, prime minister, president, business owner, CEO, doctor, lawyer, teacher, professor, student, bus driver, cab driver, whoever you are. Time confronts us all, and we buy by time from day to day. No matter what geographic location you are on the face of the earth, you are buy by time. Amen. And time is institution. Even truly on this earth, and as people that we are living a live being on this earth, we are instituted by time. We are governed by time. And God is not governed by time, because God is from eternity to eternity. And our mind can't fully comprehend that, and our mind that we have, that all the intelligence that we have, we couldn't fully comprehend the going from eternity to eternity, infinite to infinite. That just beyond your comprehension. You think of eternal God, eternal being, but right here on the earth, where you're alive and living in the flesh, we are bound by time, but God not bound by time. And then God, He created everything. He created for His glory, for what He's going to do, for His will, for His time, for His purpose. But we are not bound by that. But God tells His people, we are bound by time here on this earth. Ecclesiastes 3:1-8.
To everything.
Everything, not something.
There is a season.
Yes.
And a time.
Praise God.
To every purpose under the heaven.
Mm-hmm.
A time to be born.
Yes.
And a time to die.
Yes.
A time to plant.
Yes.
And a time to pluck up that which is planted.
Yes.
A time to kill.
Uh-huh.
And a time to heal.
My God.
A time to break down.
Yes.
And a time to build up.
Uh-huh.
A time to weep.
Yes.
And a time to laugh.
My God.
A time to mourn.
Yes.
And a time to dance.
Uh-huh.
A time to cast away stones.
Yes.
And a time to gather stones together.
All right now.
A time to embrace.
Yes.
And a time to refrain from embrace.
My God.
A time to get.
Uh-huh.
And a time to lose.
Yes, yes.
A time to keep.
I'm a time now.
And a time to cast away.
Yes.
A time to rend.
Yes.
And a time to sow.
My God.
A time to keep silent.
Yes.
And a time to speak.
Mm-hmm.
A time to love.
Yes.
And a time to hate.
My God.
A time of war.
Yes.
And a time of peace.
Oh, God, Lord. We thank you for that. Thank you for the word. Thank you for that.
Amen.
To God be the glory. Every season of a person's life is determined and purposed by God. Who is he who speaks and comes and it comes to pass? When the Lord has not commanded it is not from the mouth of the Most High. Well, God word said, what God said, it was not come by void. When he speaks, it shall come to pass. No matter how much time, it's not bound by time that God put it to be so. When God speaks that word, it's going to be prophetic, it's going to be energetic with what God needs for it to be, and powerful, shopping it into it. So, but God's word does not come back void. It does not come back empty. Amen. It all going to produce what God designed for it to produce.
Amen.
By God. Amen. In him also we have our inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him, who works all things according to the counsel of his will. The rich who first trusted in Christ shall be in the praise of his glory, praise God, in the praise of his glory.
Amen.
The believer's inheritance consists of promise of eternal life. Praise God, thank God for eternal life through Jesus Christ. With God and all the spiritual blessings the Heavenly Father supply unto them. God give it Heavenly blessing to go there, obeying, trusting his word, obedient to his word.
Yes.
Amen. It being the bell and sacrifice, but so being obedient to the word of God, God take care of the supply he needs to the believer. Amen. The dispensation of the fullness of time refers to the time when God's plan will be fulfilled and be fully revealed at the second coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Then everyone on the earth will recognize that Jesus is Lord, whether you believe it or not. And that will change who Jesus is. Jesus is Lord, whether you believe it or not. Amen. But God's word says that in the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow in heaven, those in heaven, and those in the earth, no matter where you are, here, there, in the air, he's going to catch you. And for those under the earth, and in the earth, and in heaven, and those in their every tongue, you got a tongue in your mouth, that includes you, shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord and to the glory of God the Father. Amen. So, no matter who you are, you shall not escape what the word of God has put in place. Amen. The test of time, moving forward, praise God, after the time. The first T for time is, our bishop got a word some time ago about, he mentioned about time. And Bishop said that time is the currency of life. Wow, that is so profound. He said, time is the currency of life. And so that is so true. But while we're here on this earth, while we're in the fleshy being that we are in, time is the currency of life. And we abide by time, we live by time for each and every day. And so it's important to what we do here on the earth about certain things that goes on from day to day. And then sometimes they process the time where our family, where our other people, sometimes I appoint the time to do certain things, he prescribed for us to do it at a certain time. But God got different things he does at time, you know, this earth in our being, in the realm. God do different things at time, and he do things that only he can do, but he's got power, and he's all power, almighty for it. Amen. If you look back in the scripture about Matthew, chapter 25, okay, all this summertime, the rain descended. Something taking place, something happening, okay? The rain come down, and then as the rain accumulated on this earth, he said, and the flood turned to something different type of flood now. When it rains, it can rain hard, fast, or slow. It can accumulate so fast, it can turn into the rivers and the sea can overflow the banks. It can turn into a flood. Amen. Something happened. The transition happened, and the wind blew. So you got rain, you got a flood, you got different transition going on. You got the wind blowing, and then later on it beat upon the house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Cracked the solid rock out there, all on the ground, you see you're saying. So place your faith and place your house on a rock, then crack your solid rock on today, amen? You can get back to the word of God, the test of time, acronym for time. For T is transformation. Transformation, going to the time of Romans 1, 2, and 3. Transformation. The born again believer, life shall be marked by transformation. Seen through the renewal of the mind, everything to grow in understanding and discerning God's will for their life, and by being obedient to God's word. And then that can transform your mind, your heart, and spirit. By doing that, by being obedient to the word of God, by studying, by being into the word being to you, you break that verse. It makes a big difference. The word of God is powerful, according to Hebrews 4:12. Chapter 2, you go.
Romans.
Yes. 1, 2, and 3.
Romans 1:1-3. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ.
A great servant, mighty servant. Wrote New Testament, half a New Testament. Go ahead.
Called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which he had promised before by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his son Jesus Christ.
Romans 12, verse 1, 2, and 3.
Romans 12.
Well, that was good word, though. That was good word.
All of the words
are
good.
Praise God.
Amen.
Genesis and Revelation.
Amen. Correction. Romans chapter 12, verses 1, 2, and 3. And it reads, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice.
A living sacrifice. No more sacrifice, but present your bodies a living sacrifice, the temple of the Lord. Where?
Holy. Acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable
service. Praise God.
And be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind.
The mind of Christ, amen.
That you may prove what is the
good
and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me,
thank God for his grace,
to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly,
my God,
according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith.
Be sober. Be sober now. Be sober.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank you, mother. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And the mind of Christ, then you put on the new man, because you are born, and believe you're born the new creation in Christ Jesus, amen? Old things passed away, so you come into the new thing, and your God in Christ, amen? You're born again to the new God, to the new spirit of God, be filled with his own spirit. Let the transforming power of God renew your heart, your mind, and your soul, amen? God will take care of that spirit as well, amen? And go, you know, the old man, and be filled with the Holy Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost power of God, be filled with his spirit, and let him make and shape you, let him make you clean on inside. When he make you clean inside, yes, he will. You allow him to do what he needs to do in your transformation. Amen. Praise God. Every day, a war rages within us. The Holy Spirit versus the flesh. The old man versus the new man. Paul, what Paul was talking about. Be filled and be led by the Holy Spirit of God. But then we are being transformed into his image from glory to glory.
Amen.
To glory. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. You're going to be transformed from day to day. You're going to be changed and transformed to his image. Amen. Of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the image of God. Amen. The God begin to breathe breath into us through Adam. Amen. So we have the Spirit of God within us. Amen. So it's the transformation to be changed from glory to glory to glory. Because we just like, you know, we are son and daughter of God. So we are part of him. He's part of us. And that's the earnest of his Spirit that dwells in us through the Holy Spirit, the one that took the place on Pentecost. Amen. So be filled with his Holy Spirit. And also be led by his Spirit. Amen. God said be led by the Spirit, not fulfill the lust of the flesh. But we need to be led by the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. So that's important for our spiritual growth, spiritual maturity, and our spiritual development. Praise God. Move on. Okay, inspiration. The test of time can be a friend or a foe. 2 Timothy 3:12-17. So you get that. The word of God is possible for all things, evangelism, education, exhortation, encouragement, and enable people in righteous living and to live a holy life. Amen. God's people need nothing else but to trust and abide in God's word. God will provide to seek you first the kingdom of heaven. And all these things shall be added unto you. Take care of the word. The word will take care of you. Amen. God will take care of you. Amen. Yet they must invest, study, and apply and obey in rhythm, the word of God, to receive any dividends pertaining to the word of God. We talked about dividends some time ago.
Yes.
Powerful day, amen. Pray.
2 Timothy 3:17. That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished, unto all good works.
Unto what kind of work?
All good works.
So if God said your words, then you should be unto all good works. That was designed by God. That was supposed to be fulfilled into our workmanship in Christ Jesus. Amen. We should walk in that. Amen. And that God has assign that to us, amen, to do that for his kingdom, for the body of Christ, amen, and to walk in that, you will feel his destiny in our life for his good, amen, and for the kingdom of God. For we are kingdom citizens. We should walk in that, amen, each and every day. Ill for manifestation, amen. Manifestation of spiritual gifts. The special gifts that you are to equip God, people with, the guy equipped with, he gives gifts, amen, gifts and God has given to us for the edifying of the kingdom, for the body of Christ. There are diversity in spiritual gifts. I'm not going to get all into it today because so much in there. We talked that before by the Holy Spirit. But he's talking about spiritual gifts, amen. But only one church. The diversity of gifts to serve to promote unity. What? The diversity of gifts to serve to promote unity. Hold on for a minute. Promote unity within what? The church, the body of Christ, amen. The body of Christ. That's what God designed for us to do. Not for self gain, not for self benefit, not for lucre, not for bribery, not for none of those things, but for edifying the body of Christ, edifying the church, amen. And Jesus come back for his bride, which is the church, the body of Christ, which is us, amen. Praise God. And not for division or competition, not for that, amen. The Great Commission. If we read in 1 Corinthians 12:4-11, that's something up there. But in Mark 16:14-18, Great Commission, Jesus told the people something. He told them something. Go to Mark 16. Jesus told the people something. He was speaking to them about what they needed to do or what would happen, and them being trusting him, and them being a child of the Most High God, and being disciple for Christ. Here's what you should walk in. 14 through 18.
Mark 16:14-18. And the word of God reads, afterwards he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat, talking about Jesus, and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart,
Is that right? Yeah, this is how Jesus' resurrection.
Because they believed them not. Them which had seen him after he was risen.
My God.
And he said unto them, go ye into all the world. Go ye into all the world.
He's not just talking to the disciples, he's talking to us as well, believers in Christ.
He is. And preach the gospel to every creature.
Every creature.
That he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved.
Thank God.
But he that believeth not shall be damned.
My God.
And these signs shall follow them that believe.
Oh, what type of sign?
It says, and these signs.
Okay, are we believers?
Yes.
So it's talking to us.
Yes.
So are you. Okay, go ahead.
And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils.
Not in my name, in Jesus' name,
in
Yeshua.
The name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
Christ.
The Son of the living God.
Amen.
Go ahead.
They shall speak with new tongues.
Okay. Confirmation going on here, go ahead.
They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them.
Yes, Lord.
They shall lay hands on the sick.
Hallelujah. Praise
and
God.
And they shall recover.
They shall. Because this is the word of God.
Amen.
For the Son of God, for Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, those signs you part of us, the believer, in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
They're part of some of the signs to us that Jesus said, great in Jerusalem. Power from now from on high, amen. They are Pentecost. So now we have that. We be all we said that already happened already. So now we be filled with the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost power of God. If you walk in the Spirit, you abide in the Spirit, be filled with the Spirit, and God will work his Spirit and power through us. You great and mighty thing for him, for the church, and for the edifying of the church, for the kingdom of God. Amen.
Greater work. Amen.
Greater work, he said. Greater work, he said.
Right.
Greater work. Amen.
Amen.
1 Corinthians 12:4. 1 Corinthians 12:4-11. But that's the word of God. That's one of the great commission. The one is Matthew 2 and Luke. But that one, the word of God, same word. You talking about this. So we should do it as children of Most High God, born again believers, and the Most High God. That's our instruction, that our commandment from God that we should be walking in. That's what we should be doing from day to day. Yeah. Okay, great.
1 Corinthians 12:4-11.
Yes.
Praise God. It says, now there are diversities of gifts.
Diversity of gifts.
But the same Spirit.
Okay, same Spirit.
And there are differences of administration.
Yes, there are.
But the same Lord.
All right now.
And there are diversities of operations.
Yes, yes.
But it is the same God, which worketh all
Jehovah,
in all.
Yahweh, the same God, Almighty God, I am the same God. Go ahead.
Amen. But the manifestation,
here we go,
of the Spirit,
manifestation of the Spirit,
is given to every man to profit with all.
Every man or woman to profit, how long?
With all. Yes,
and
profit
all
with all. All time. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom.
My God, word of wisdom.
To another, the word of knowledge by the same Spirit.
Spirit, what God does.
To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, the gifts of healing by the same Spirit.
Yes.
To another, the working of miracles.
In the battle of Christ.
And to another, believer. Prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits.
Yes, Lord.
To another, diverse kinds of tongues.
Amen.
To another, the interpretation of tongues.
My God.
But all these worketh that one and the same self-same Spirit, capital S, Holy Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will.
Amen, amen. God says, go ahead, go ahead.
For as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ.
Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. Praise God. Thank you.
Well,
amen. We're talking about manifestation of spiritual gift in our life and the life of the believer. Amen.
Amen.
Child of God. Amen. Yes. Their part of responsibility is what we're doing. That's what God has done know, equipping people for the body of Christ and edifying of the church and the people of God. Amen. We're moving along here. E for edification. Edification is the instruction or improvement of a person. What are you talking about? What the greatest gift? All the gifts there. Paul talking about now for and now by faith, hope, love, or charity. These three, but the greatest of these is love, L-O-V, your love, the love of God, the agape love of God, the unconditional love of God. That's the greatest of these.
Amen.
Pursue love and desire spiritual gift. Pursue love and desire spiritual gift. Amen. Ephesians 4, verse 11 to 16. Move that along here.
And he gave some apostles.
Yes.
And some prophets.
Still do, yes.
Some evangelists.
Still
and
do.
Some pastors and
yes.
teachers.
Still goes on today.
Why?
Uh-huh.
For the perfecting of the saints.
Yes, perfecting the maturity of the saints. Go ahead.
For the work of the ministry.
A lot of work going on in the ministry all around the world.
For the edifying of the body of Christ.
For the what?
For the
edifying of the body of Christ.
Of the body
building
of Christ.
She was strong at all times.
Amen. Till we all come.
Yes.
And the unity.
To we all, not some, not Paul, to we all come together.
And the unity of the faith.
Amen.
And of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man.
Yes.
Unto the measure
what
of
kind
the,
man?
A perfect man.
Perfect, mature child of God. Amen. Go ahead.
Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
Yes.
That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about by every wind of doctrine,
Amen.
By the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive.
My God, my God.
But speaking the truth,
in love,
may grow up into him in all things.
All things, not some things.
Which is the head, even Christ.
Amen.
From whom the whole body fitly joined together
Thank
and compacted by that
yes.
which every joint supplies, according to the effectual working
yes.
in the
yes.
measure of
yes.
every part,
yes.
making it make its increase
uh-huh.
of the body unto the edifying of itself in love.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, that's so powerful, man. It's ongoing. It doesn't stop. It's ongoing. It's by God designed. For that to be that way. So when the church functions and God designed for it to function, things happen.
Yes.
Great and mighty supernatural things happen.
Mm-hmm.
Believers are equipped. Ministry is enhanced. The church is edified. New Christian, new believers
Amen.
Are established. The church is effective. And the congregation is enlarged. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. That's not God designed. Not man design, but that is God Almighty design. He's designed to be so, continue to grow and prosper day in and day out. Remember, back in Acts, he said the church grew.
Amen.
That's right. And 3,000 souls saved, some other things. He kept growing daily, he kept growing. Same God back then, same God in the early church, same God right now today. Amen. And God has the same mindset, the same heart, the same words then he did then. That's him. They do now. Amen. And we need to understand that. We need to abide by that. We need to follow that. We need to obey that because that's God giving that model for a reason to have to establish the body of Christ for it to grow and to develop, to mature, and that will continue on in continuation. Amen. In continuation
Amen.
Of that growing.
He
stay the course. Amen.
Amen.
Stay focused. Stay the course. Amen. To God be glory. We got to move on. God is glorified then, and Jesus is magnified. The Holy Spirit is sanctified. Amen. And the devil is terrified. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's how it should work. That's what should be taking place. Amen. Believers in Christ should use their God-given gifts to build up one another in the faith, to build up one another, to help each other out, to share one another's burden, to pray for one another. Amen. That's what we should be doing.
That's right.
Even told people that people are now converted. Hello, I pray for you. Your faith failure not. When thou converted, when you get stronger, when you get mature, when thou converted, strengthen thou brother and sister. You strengthen them. You see, reaching the faith that going on, and you know, babies in Christ, help them mature, help them go on, help them out. Amen. That's what we should do. It's a practice we should practice all the time. I mean, not tear each other down and separate and cause division and so forth. God is not the author of confusion. Okay, we're not for that. Amen. God is not the author of confusion. This also strengthens the church. It strengthens the church as a whole. Amen. True unity is a test of time. Moving forward, praise God. And it's prayer time, saints. It is prayer time today. It's prayer time, praise
Amen.
God.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Powerful word. A test of time and moving forward. We thank God for Pastor Jasper and the word shared tonight. And we have right at about 4 more minutes left in the broadcast. And so we're going to just take the time to encourage you to just reiterate that no matter what the situation or the circumstance, if you trust in God, you too will be able to stand the test time. That acronym for time was transformation, inspiration, manifestation, and edification in God. Standing the test of time, moving forward in the Lord. Praise God. We pray that this word has been a blessing to you tonight, and we pray that you will take it, receive it, take it and wrap it up in your heart so that you will be able to go forth, and not only would you be able to stand the test of time, but also share the word of God to be able to edify, to be able to build up and encourage one another, as Pastor Jasper shared and talked about the spiritual gifts that we have for the edification of our brothers and sisters in the Lord, and edification and being able to share the word of God with others. We don't want to close the broadcast out tonight without giving the opportunity, praise God, for salvation. So if there is one that's among us tonight that don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of his or her life, we know Romans 10:9-10 declares that all you have to do is believe in your heart, confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe that God has raised him from the dead. And just a simple prayer of saying, Lord, I am a sinner. I pray and ask you, Heavenly Father, to come into my life. Change me, Lord God. Take up residence, Heavenly Father. Clean me up from the inside out, because I know that you are the Son of God and that you have been raised from the dead for my sins. And if you prayed that simple childlike prayer, then praise God, we welcome you tonight. We welcome you into the body of Christ. Hallelujah. The word of God says if but one turns his way from sinning and become saved, heaven, the angels of heaven take notice and begin to rejoice. So we thank God and we give him all the praise, honor, and glory. Go forth this week. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. Go forth this week and make it a wonderfully blessed week. If you haven't gotten out, praise God, to vote, go ahead and make sure to cast your ballot and let your vote be your voice. But also know that no matter who sits on the throne, it is God that is still and stays on the throne. Go forth and have a blessed week in Jesus' name.
And
to God be all the
glory. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Have a wonderful night.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We got a message to encourage you and let you know that no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming. And it's coming after this. Clap your hands, come on!
Everything was kept in mind.